Roosevelt has helped her, both of them, Theodore and Franklin. And then Henry Ford has helped her. You know who Eli Lilly is?
Chemist?
Yeah, the chemical company. He's just given up $3 million. Of course, I'm a very small grain of sand on the beach. That's all I am. But I'm there.
Sure.
And I'm glad I am. And my little cottage is called George Cottage. That's my name. But I honor my people with some plaques inside it. But I'm going, back there. I have to take Vera with me. I took her with me when I went there in the fall. And I've seen it now in the beauty of the fall. And I want to see it in the beauty of the spring. And I've told you about how my mother was born near Rome, didn't
yeah.
I? And with that. But when Miss she went to England to visit the Queen, and they wanted to introduce her to the Queen, and she dressed herself up, she thought all right. And her dress was all right. But she had to have one of these throws, you know, from the shoulder down. And she asked them, what would that cost? And they told her $300. And she says, no, she wasn't going to pay no $300 for that. That she could educate one of her boys and girls for that. She called all the boys and girls that don't have any opportunity. If you want to go there, you can work your way through school, and they'll help you. They'll help you to get through school. And you can do what you can working, but what you can't, why, they'll see to it you go through. If you want to go, you'll go. And so anyway, she told them no, she could educate one of her boys and girls for that. She wasn't going to pay that. Well, she was ready. So I never did hear what they rented it to her for. Now that I didn't get. But when she left there, they gave it to her. And it's in her museum. They have a big fine building. It's her museum. And
have you ever been there before?
Well, my history with that, I had kept account of it. Just reading. I told you I first read about it in 1902.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, about 6 or 7 years before my husband died, we were just going here, there, and yonder, picking up over the country what we had wanted to see and didn't get to see. And we wanted to go to, when we was on these trips, you know. When you're on a trip with a tour, you've got to go where they want to go and leave when they want to. And we left many places that we wanted to see something else. So I told my husband, I said, well, you want to go back to Alabama and see in the area where your daddy was a young boy, and I would like to go back to Rome, Georgia, and see where my mother, the country where she was born. And we did that. Just he and I were just this way and that way. And when we got to Rome, I knew this school was there somewhere, but I didn't know where. And I asked the clerk at the hotel where we stayed about the school, and he told me about Mount Berry. Well, that's the very one I read about way back on the first in 1902. And I was only 11 years old then, because I was born in 91. But I read about it occasionally, you know how you read of anything. And I'd always liked it. I just liked that idea. I'm this way, Mr. Bassett. As long as you're trying to help yourself, I'm glad to help you. But I don't want you to sit down and me try to help you. I'm not going to do it if I know it. I don't like that idea.